Hey, everybody, it's the Roseanne Barr podcast. Welcome to it. Glad to have you here. I guess I'm getting a lot of good views, which is good. And, you know, I just love talking to people, telling them the truth, not bullshitting them, trying to be real because I think it's called for in these times. And, you know, I love to be real. I can't be anything but real because I have a lot of mental illnesses. And once I start lying, I go off, you know. So I got to be honest because I can't remember my lies.
Oh, you see, my patience is growing.
I'm so excited because you know who I have as my guest. Introduce him, Jake. I want you to give him a good introduction.
Well, you want me to introduce him?
Yes, you do it. Pimp on a blimp. You
got okay. In. Well, first of all, hi, everybody. We have, this guy has been, I've been a fan of this guy for years. You know him from his videos when he called, was it AOC?
Big Booty Latina.
Big Booty Latina was the big one. But for me, it's when you're in a crowd and people are spitting on you and trying to kick your ass that I really love you. So, ladies and gentlemen, Alex.
I liked you in the swimsuit at Target, the tuck suit.
Thank you. And Roseanne, you know, it's funny you bring that up because we were already talking about, you know, stuff earlier. When I put on that swimsuit, I get hated on by the right more than anybody.
Oh, I know.
You're just as bad as one of those transgenders. I'm like, well, I'm just trying to lampoon this stuff. But that's another thing is, and I know you're not this, I'm not even transphobic or homophobic. But we should be able to make fun of these things. They're getting, these kids are getting indoctrinated to cut off their genitals or getting gender reassignment surgery. So if you just bring
that
up.
Well, they've made it illegal for us to laugh at people. Now they're going to try to take away the laughing at fat people. You know what? I'm not going to stand for it. I paid the cost to be the boss. I took the fucking brunt of every fat joke that's ever told in this goddamn world. I was called a cow, a pig, a you know, there's Mad Magazine. They did a thing about my show, and they show me eating an entire cow. The fat jokes and the fat shaming I had to live through gives me the right to say this. Lizzo's a big fat hog.
And you see, she made her backup dancers eat a banana out of a prostitute's vagina.
I did, and I was like, you know what? I always say, because, you know, I had to get my stomach removed and made the size of a pea, and yet I'm still able to weigh 150 pounds. It's like a miracle of modern science is what it is.
Yeah, I guess.
So I know a little bit about.
You beat the surgery, is what they say.
I overate all that.
Beat anorexia.
Yeah, I have dyslexia, anorexia.
Well, and then I was driving here and I heard the funniest.
But I said, when you're obese, I know in the mindset, you just inflict that obesity on others.
A little bit. I mean, I was just going to say this joke, Artie Lang, I was listening, and I think he's funny, but he said, yeah, I can never go swimming because I'm never 30 minutes in between meals. You know, I've always, but yeah, these are the type of jokes. We should be able to make fun of fat people, but now
yeah,
fat acceptance.
We should be able to make fun of the people who rule our lives too, the fuckers. They're trying to kill every joker and jester on earth and make it illegal for us to say, hey, you motherfucker, you're naked as a goddamn Jayberg swinging your goddamn dick around at all the children's face. I want you to put your fucking pants back on and zip them up and go back into your home.
The emperor.
You're out of office.
You're brilliant. The emperor has no clothes. But it's funny because, you know, now you're a comedian. You still are a comedian, but because you're calling yourself a truth teller, isn't it sad for us just saying, like, you know, truth? That they want to shut you down because we're calling out their bullcrap. I mean, isn't that kind of weird? That's the counterculture, the people that are actually speaking against the mainstream media. I just think that's really bizarre.
Well, that's the establishment that doesn't want any dissent or any alternate opinion. But what the state decrees that, you know, oh, they're just the almighty state, aren't they? Everything's centralized. That's why they cut the police. They defund the police because they want to nationalize the police like the Nazis did. You know, they want to run all the police, and that's why Obama militarized all the police and made all them tanks and all them outfits like in Star Wars. Obama did that because he militarized the police force, and yet they're going around, we love Obama, as they're getting arrested right and fucking left, you know, and put in prison, made to get 16 cents an hour working for corporations.
Well, no, and people get mad at me because you and I were talking about how they call us alt-right. But listen, I do think our judicial system is totally screwed up. My family were in the bail bond business.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just saying black people get charged with the same crime as white people and their outcome is much worse. Yeah, and it's not just,
always.
And it's not just because they're poor. And if you call that out, you're like, oh, well, systemic racism does exist. People don't even want to realize that. But this is what my point is trying to make is that the black people are the most marginalized by the people in power. Like, they use them as a pawn. And this is how you know it's such BS is that.
And you know what? They give them back the reward they give them.
Jail.
Well, jail and fentanyl.
Oh my gosh, the fentanyl. Okay, so you want to talk about
this? You know, the CIA brought that cocaine into.
Let me tell
that's
you.
That's proven.
Oh, the Iran-Contra. Yeah.
Do you read the declassified CIA documents? That's what I love.
I love that.
I just go down there to my agency, CAA, and. I access by their computers, and it just all comes up in inbox.
Yeah, they have the Jeffrey Epstein files for
yeah, they
sure.
Do.
CAA,
oh, shit,
yeah. No, I mean
he was running the world, Epstein, wasn't
yeah.
he?
I mean, he's with Bill Gates. He's with all. I mean, with the heaviest of heavy hitters.
And all they say is, oh, he trafficked young girls. Well, that was just the beginning of it. The fucking guy was trying to breed a new. Being.
Yeah, but you know, they even tell this, the you know, it's like, what is it, truth in the movies, lies in the news. You know, if you watch any of these James Bond movies, they have what is called honeypotting, like a lot of vagina. These women that are spies that sleep with a man.
Yeah.
They've been doing this since the beginning of time where people put important people in vulnerable situations and use it as blackmail.
But they never ever factor in that those women are MK Ultra sex slaves.
Oh, yeah.
And they were made that way, you know, in the whole... scheme of things, the whole system of things. They have to, you know, severely abuse those women to get them to be like that.
Wait, what's the thing
you
said about
Epstein? They end up CEO's wives. That's why I say Epstein girls run the world, like after Beyonce's song, Girls Run the World. But because, you know, they are. And plus, they're witches on top of it. They're friggin' Satanist witches on top of being gorgeous and sex slaves.
Well, Beyonce's alter ego is Sasha Fierce. That's her satanic alter ego she talks about.
I know, because they're all like under MK Ultra sex kittens. It's called Sex Kitten MK Ultra Mind Control.
What's the thing about Epstein breeding? What was that?
Yeah, he was using DNA. To breed his own children
modern
so
day
he
eugenics.
Could kill them and Explain, use their stem
one of you,
cells
one of you
to keep his,
mom's,
I guess, egg-shaped penis hard.
Yeah, he did it. This girl is an egg-shaped. No, but he wanted to have a ranch with like hundreds of girls that he could impregnate because he wanted to create like a super line of wealthy people, basically like eugenics.
Yeah, eugenics.
Yeah, that's what he wanted to do.
Was he going to have sex or sell the kids?
He was even going to have a
gonna
lab.
He's going to kill the kids for their stem cells and then give their bodies to Bill Gates to make that new meat that he's selling.
Well, they're going
to
do something with these kids, probably.
I swear to God.
Well, that's a movie Soylent Green in the movie Soylent Green.
I love that movie. Yeah. I see that movie like Planet of the Apes. Those two movies, that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, truth in the movies. What was the line?
It's truth in the movies, lies in the news.
Where's that?
Oh,
from?
I love
this,
that.
Yeah, a lot of this. Well, one guy, RV, says it. He's a a big truther. But there is a lot of foreshadowing. Like, okay, we talk about declassified stuff. Let's talk about Operation Northwoods, which was a plan during the Cuban Missile Crisis to hijack planes, fly them into buildings in Miami to start a war with Cuba. And that's the same declassified plan to a T that we used on 9/11.
Absolutely.
And I like how, I mean, we're probably really going to get in trouble.
Who cares?
For
Let's so go for it.
I'm going to say a prayer.
Please.
George Bush did 9/11.
No.
Huh?
You said George Bush did 9/11.
Oh, I taught my grandson to say that. That was one of his first sentences. I have it on video.
George Bush did.
He goes, Bush did 9/11. Bush did 9/11. Bush did 9/11.
Oh, that's good. And that's true. I mean, even if you believe the official story that he says that him and Condoleezza Rice were briefed by the FBI and they didn't take the threat as credible. So they even admit that they had prior knowledge and they just oopsie poopsie, but they don't talk about the drills that they're running, that the drills were actually about hijacking planes and flying them into buildings. They don't talk about how NORAD wasn't able to scramble the jets for an hour to shoot these planes out. Then they don't tell us about Flight 93 over Shanksville. They say, oh, well, you know, the passengers just overthrew the plane and then crash it into the ground, and then there's no parts of it.
That's not true. Hold on. You know what they found? They found a handkerchief and the passport.
Yeah, they found passports.
They always find the passport.
Yeah, that was fully intact. The passport
not
and
burned
his,
up like
his hat wrap or whatever.
They can't find the black box, but they found two passports.
Or the pipe bomber, or who has the cocaine in the White House.
I mean, and we know whose cocaine that was. We know
whose do you think it was?
No, it's Hunter Biden's.
No, I do not think it was.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, I mean, they're probably all on cocaine.
Let's hear it.
You think it's Joe's?
Well, I think they're all doing some of it, but yeah. I think that it belongs to someone else in the White House.
You're going to say Kamala, right?
Maybe.
You well, know, she is laughing her ass off at shit that ain't funny all day long.
Yeah, she maybe
she's
is
all
correct.
Hyped up, and you know, she got her job same thing over and over and over.
And you know, she
and got, none of it makes any goddamn sense.
Oh, I'm in a blue dress, but you know, she got her job by giving a BJ to Willie Brown, the mayor of San Francisco at the time. I mean,
I know. And she even admitted it.
And then Gavin Newsom, who's probably going to be the 2024 candidate.
No, he isn't, because he's a Satan worshiper.
Well, that probably down helps him.
Look at, no. These people, they are, these people have got to stop these Satan worshipers. They got to stop it.
Yeah, I agree. But I think,
and if they don't, then what the hell?
What's the
I
thing?
I don't know
with,
what I'm going to do. Well, I'm going to die my way out of it.
She's going all over.
But what's I'm the telling thing? You what, the, my kids and their kids and leaving behind, I worry for them. I'll be up there in heaven with all, you know.
No, I worry about kids. I don't know how. I'm afraid to have a kid right now, because if they go to school, they're going to say, oh, here, cut off your penis, you know, for Instagram clout. Literally, you watch these libs of TikTok.
Well, think about what the Jews do. They start cutting on that penis in a week. What the hell? I mean,
I know.
I can't stand that, but people get mad at me when I talk about it.
It makes you look bigger, though. I like it. It does make no, yeah. It really does make you look bigger.
I mean, I had a botched circumcision, so yeah.
Did Jake.
Yeah, so we both.
No,
so
Jake,
you're huge.
No, Jake's, it started pumping out blood like artery.
No, it did not.
Yes, it did.
Oh, I was kidding. Oh.
Dad, no, it really did. My dad had to pinch it.
Plus, I have severe PTSDS, whatever it's called.
Yeah,
one of those.
PTSD, yeah. all the same.
And so I lost. I was just screaming, oh, my God, you know. And so his dad, he started to get a piece of gauze and pinch the penis. And we.
What'd the rabbi do?
He was late. It wasn't a rabbi.
It was at the hospital. Oh,
the nurse did it. Snipped an artery or something.
Oh, my God.
Fucking witch.
Wow.
I got the witches these working nurses, in the hospital.
Well, you know, all these doctors and nurses, they don't know a damn thing. And even if they go to school and they get their degree, they're in such debt. I'm just saying, the whole thing's fucked.
Nobody can do up. Right even if they wanted
yes,
to,
I'm saying.
Which they don't.
They don't even care, but if they wanted to, they wouldn't even be allowed. Like, if they try to prescribe all these medications during COVID, no, you're not allowed to. And if they prescribed it, CVS wouldn't fill it. So, no, these doctors have no control. The pharmaceutical companies control everything, basically. And that's why, you know what pisses me off the most is our country has such a depression problem, such a mental health crisis.
Yeah, mental health crisis.
But when you go to a doctor, what they prescribe you is a pill that gives you more suicide idealization. So
I know. Ideation.
Or ideation. Excuse me. Yeah. I'm taking, I always say that
Are
wrong.
Are you depressed? Take this pill. Yeah. It's going to make you feel a lot better once you jump off a building. Yeah.
Not just that. It's it gives you suicidal ideation and homicidal.
Yes, it makes
and
you.
Yeah. Here's the best
then
one.
They start getting
Mania.
The therapist. Yeah. You know, everybody says no mental health patients say this, so I'm allowed to say it because I'm a mental health patient.
Yeah, me too.
We say therapist when you rearrange the words, it's the rapist.
Well, you know how I know that's true? We talked about this earlier.
They're handlers like Kanye talks about.
No, you're right, because I got to bring this into it. A guy, my icon, Jake's icon, is Howard Stern. He goes to therapy 4 times a week.
Yeah, it's not working.
No, it's not working. He's only gotten more weird idiosyncrasies, more, probably antisocial behavior from constantly speaking to a therapist. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't go and speak to somebody if you got something on your chest, but I really don't trust any of these psychologists or therapists.
Well, they're handlers.
Yeah.
Well, they also get kickbacks, too. Oh, yeah. They make money off prescribing you drugs.
But then Xanax.
Plus they only give you half the drugs and they take the other half for every prescription.
Yeah, and Xanax is a great drug. Like, if you're afraid to fly, like, when I talk about the drug spectrum.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I'm saying I've done them all. I've done the coke. I've done the weed, this and
you
that.
You have?
Oh, come on. I'm a pimp on a blimp. I've done it all. But what I'm saying is when it comes to Xanax, it can be the only drug where you're afraid to fly and you give it to a person, they can fly on a plane. So it is like a miracle drug in that sense.
Yeah, for them it is.
Yeah, for them. But then it it's also this poisonous drug where it's incredibly addictive, where it's like now all these kids, they try to go get a Xanax and it has fentanyl, like you're saying in it. So they get you on these prescription pills. And this is why I want to bring this up. So we talked about the show Cheaters, how I started, Roseanne Wise.
It was on that show. That was my favorite show.
Okay, you'll love it. So yeah. I started off as a production assistant when I was in college. I actually got suspended for a semester at LSU. I did graduate because I got in a bar fight, and then I was on probation. And when I say a bar fight, it was actually on campus fight after the bar. Excuse me, let me preface that. But I'm the only person ever to get suspended from LSU for a semester because I snuck in a bottle of vodka during the Ole Miss football game and got caught by a cop. So when I got suspended, I thought it was so bad. I got a job working for this reality show called Cheaters, where we catch people cheating on their husbands and wife. And I started off like cleaning the toilets. Then I moved up to where I was one of the producers, basically putting the episodes together.
Would that take a week?
Yeah, I know. Seriously. I just, the fact that I wasn't in jail, that's how they use it. All the other producers kept going to jail. No, but this is the, I don't even want to give you the whole story. But so the host of the show, he was the second host. His name is Clark Gable. His grandfather was Clark Gable from Gone with the Wind. Wow, famous actor.
No way.
Yeah, so, but listen, you'll love the story. So Clark Gable, the grandson, was from LA, grew up in Hollywood, was the biggest.
Was he gorgeous too?
Oh, handsome hunk. Yeah, oh, very shit. Good friend of mine. He's very good looking, and he was a party animal. I'm telling you, Roseanne, I was just joking. Like, I partied a little in college, but this guy would do lines of cocaine, take pills. He had a high drug tolerance. Well, at the end of the 17th season, he called.
How many years was that?
It's now, it's still going on. It's almost 20 years. It's one of the.
Oh my God! It's so great.
It's that good, and it's syndicated in like 27 different countries.
It's the best show
in
ever.
Russia. They love it because they like making fun of Americans and seeing our stuff. They love cheaters in foreign countries. So listen, because this is kind of, I got pre-canceled, but so. Clark Gable, my friend, he runs out of his prescription. He has a doctor in California, and he grew up with his dad taking him to strip clubs. Grew up, he dated Paris Hilton. Like, he grew up the ultimate degenerate lifestyle. But I mean, he was cool, actually pretty well-adjusted kid. He ran out of his pills. He had a prescription to some pain pills, went and bought some pills off the street. It had fentanyl in it. Took him and never woke up.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that had a huge tolerance. This wasn't the kid trying his first drug. He had an experienced guy. He was 31 at the
Doesn't
time.
Doesn't take much.
So when I say kid, he had a daughter, 19-month-old daughter.
Oh, no.
Yes. It was, no, it's the
worst. It just destroys communities.
And they want that. Like, China loves it. When they're the ones that are creating all this fentanyl, they think it's great because they can poison our cities, you know, inside by infecting all these kids. And you imagine being a parent and your kid died. I mean, it's just, it's such a tragic thing, the drug crisis. So what happened with Clark, he died and they said, Alex, you're going to be the next host of Cheaters. And I was so excited. I've been working, you know, there so long. No and I would have been a good host.
Yeah.
And then right before April 2020, right when the pandemic was starting off, they hired this guy named Peter Guns. And the show's distributed by Viacom. And it's on CMT, VH1, and MTV. And so they hired a black guy, which that makes sense. And they made him change his name to Peter Pankey because they didn't want to glamorize gun violence.
Oh, no.
Yes, they did.
No.
But it was the greatest thing ever. I was so sad at the time. I was like, oh, I'm going to make six figures. I'm going to have this job. And I didn't get it. And another guy who was working on the show was like, hey, Alex, you need to start doing your podcast. And that's when I started my podcast. That's when I started calling out politicians, going to public meetings. So for me.
I love when you go to the school board. Is that where you're going?
Oh, I go to the school board. I go to the city council. I've spoken at every city. No, there's not a meeting I haven't been to.
My favorite is the school council, though.
Yeah, or I say my daughter's a lizard. She identifies as a lizard, Lizzie. And no, they go crazy.
You know what? My grandsons were here visiting me, and they told me that they have a furry teacher. In their public school, for real. And his child is a furry, too. And they don't have to wear full furry outfits. They just wear the gloves. And you have to respect that they're a furry. They are not a human being. They are a animal, and you have to accept that. I mean, is that some MK Ultra mind control programming shit that you will look at another human being and see an animal? Come on, people. This is Germany, you motherfuckers. Why don't you wake up, you goddamn idiots?
Well, it's eugenics because they also want to treat these people so they don't have kids, so they can't reproduce. I mean, that's another
thing. That's the whole goal of it. Plus, I think, you know, did you see Sandra Bullock on the Ellen DeGeneres show saying she smears a baby?
Oh, yeah. They all get the facials.
With the foreskin.
Well, the worst is Charlize Theron has two adopted black children and both of them are trans.
Yeah. What are the odds?
What are the odds? She has two kids, two young black kids, and both of them are trans. Both are boys, now dress as girls.
I mean, that one, it just breaks my heart.
It's disgusting what's happening. And this is the people that love science. They'll tell you that, you know.
My God.
And they're giving, and this is another thing is, could you imagine cutting off a kid's penis before they can be an adult and have any sort of sexual...
I like how all the doctors are lesbians. Nobody ever points that out.
Well, and that's
they're like, we need to cut those dicks off.
Well, that's
the problem.
That's
we've
a big
get
one.
Rid of them dicks.
Well, when
all the dicks, if we can cut the dicks off as children, then they won't be a fucking complete oppressive asshole and get on my nerves when they're big.
Well, Roseanne, you know this, how many girls get married, and this happens to guys too, where they turn out to be gay. A lot of those times where they get divorced, it's the mom becomes a lesbian, and then the kid, you know, they all of a sudden indoctrinate them to say they're in the wrong body. And no kid is born in the wrong body. Could you imagine telling a kid?
I was born in the wrong body. I tell you what, because in my mind, I'm Marilyn Monroe.
Well, I can't argue with that. You know, yeah.
This shit don't work.
Well, that's gender dysphoria. I mean, that's what these people...
It's called body...
body dysmorphic body disorder.
Yeah, that's
body dysmorphia.
That too.
I got that too. Well, I can't tell the difference between me weighing 90 or 250. When I look in the mirror, it all looks the same.
Yeah, I mean, I don't suffer from that, thankfully. But
You suffer from any? You're a Jew, right?
Well, I'm kind of a fake Jew. My grandparents were Jewish, and then I should be a real Jew. If anybody asks, I mean, I don't want to pretend to not be a Jew, but I should have been a Jew. My grandparents were, but my grandfather got my grandmother pregnant and then left her and started a new family. So my dad, you know, he was raised Christian, and I was raised Christian by my grandmother. Yeah. But I mean, I really am a Jew technically, but I'm not. I mean, I guess my parents are Jewish, but I'm not.
Well,
I never got a bar mitzvah. We should have one.
So
I know, but I kind of.
It isn't nothing to do with that BS.
I know, but I'm just saying I never got to have any.
I could tell you were a Jew right when I seen you on TV.
Because the name Stein,
yeah,
Stein gives it away.
Yeah, I think that's pretty.
He's in the Jewish Illuminati. Did you know that?
Yeah. Now we're gonna get canceled one more time.
It's time to come out, Alex.
Yeah, no, people always say that, you know, Alex. You know.
Well, you act like a Jew, as I know.
And I don't spend any money
specifically.
I fly Spirit Airlines everywhere, and I make decent money.
That's Jew. That makes you a Jew.
And you're real funny and iconoclastic. And
I'm iconoclastic from you. Oh,
and
shut up. Shut him down. Shut him down.
You'll go all the way over the edge with the shit. Jews always do.
I want to go over the edge. I mean, I think that the fact that we have
But you did go over the edge. You got slapped down like a bitch.
Well, how
did that feel, baby?
Well, I mean, whenever the hot dogs, I've been canceled a couple times.
Can we talk about one thing? But first, talk about how you're in the Jewish Illuminati. Because
oh, yeah. Well, we do need to get into that because, you know, Roseanne, right. That was the funniest thing when I started to blow up. And, you know, I agree with some of those people on the right, but some of them are like, well, the only reason he's popular now is he's the Jewish Illuminati. Alex Stein, he's picked by Jeffrey Epstein. And, you know, he's in a meeting and then I'm drinking the adrenochrome and the blood of children with Hillary. And now I got appointed. But actually, this is why they actually have some weight. They're like, well, Alex Stein's most famous for confronting AOC and calling her Big Booty Latina. Don't you think AOC was in on it? And, you know, and AOC and I were in cahoots, and that's why
she in the July.
No, she doesn't even like Jewish people, but I'm just saying, you know, a conspiratorial person.
She had a good sense of humor about it.
Yeah, she gave me the piece. And honestly, listen, her politics are garbage, but she's
they're total fucking trash.
But I'll even defend her a little bit. At least she's passionate about the shit she believes in. All these other fuckers, they're on the right, yet all the.
No, she just wants to get her own sitcom.
And she's going to get one. She might end up backdooring a presidential run, sadly, soon. I wouldn't be surprised.
Big Booty Latina maybe backdooring. Bring her in instead of Michelle Obama. That's what they're saying.
Big
Mike. Do you think she's a trans?
For the people watching this, I think it's very unusual that there are no pictures of her pregnant. And then Joan Rivers conveniently passed away right after that. She said that she was a transgender. And then Barack Obama, his own biographer, is coming out just yesterday or 2 days ago saying that Barack Obama wrote letters to his ex-girlfriend saying that he fantasized about having sex with men. I've never written that down in my life. Oh, I want to have sex with a guy. I mean, that's gayer than gay. I mean, that's almost gayer than gay sex, writing a letter that you want to have sex with a guy. Like, I think gay sex, I think gay sex might be less gay than writing that letter. So he is gay, is what I'm saying.
And
so
well,
Michelle
then that
is Michael.
Would prove that Michelle's a woman.
Well, no, I think. If he was gay,
if he said he was fantasizing having sex with a man, then he was having sex with a woman.
But that this was his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, this is before.
This is pre-Michael.
Oh. Yeah, this is pre-Michael. And then yeah.
To me, it's more the penis when she's dancing.
On yeah, that was and weird.
The flapping dildo. The
well, cock, she did.
I mean, having a penis.
Herself taking the kid to the college.
She was scratching her balls on camera.
With the white sweatpants.
Yeah, those pants on Ellen, too, like you're saying. And then one of my favorite comedians, a guy named Chingo Bling, and he says, if they have an apple, that means they have a banana. And, like, her neck looks something weird about her neck. She has the shoulders.
Well, it's those lats.
That's those lats. That's what I'm saying. She has very masculine.
Yeah.
But then she does canoe. I seen that picture where she and Barack are canoeing, and she's right there in the front.
That's right after they murdered their chef and they dropped him off the canoe, and they were canoeing back to shore.
He saw her
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
All of this is alleged.
Yeah, that, we're just riffing.
This is all just a joke, guys. Do not. Yeah, this is entertainment purposes only, is what we like.
But he definitely killed his chef.
I don't think he did. He wouldn't get his.
You
hands
don't think
dirty.
So?
No, he don't have to get his hands dirty. He's got drones like he droned them. What was it, 200 weddings?
No, he dropped a drone strike every 20 minutes for 8 years, and his whole campaign, oh, well, I'm going to get us out of the Middle East.
He wins the Peace Prize.
Yeah, hope and change. And I bet you, I liked him in 08. Like, I mean, I remember, like, the black community was so pumped up. Like, I remember being like, oh, Barack Obama's cool.
I cried when he won.
He's the cool black guy. Everybody, and that's another thing.
Because I knew what he was going to do.
Well, see, you knew, but even the conservatives.
I ran against him.
Yeah, in 2012.
Because I knew he was a national socialist.
But my point is, even people on the right, they love to put up black conservatives. People aren't even anti-black. Like, they want to try to say everybody in the world's anti-black. Like, there was a lot of white people that liked Barack Obama. So this racism problem that they talk about, it's the system being racist. Most people aren't going to, oh, I'm not going to check out your groceries because you're not the right color. Go drink at that water fountain. That type of racism doesn't exist.
But in the institution itself, it's completely racist.
Oh, 1,000%.
Like, okay, like, you can't say the cops ain't like that.
And they're all Freemasons, too. Have you ever looked into that?
Well, think about this. The punishment for crack is way higher than the punishment for cocaine, because cocaine is a rich white.
And, you know, the Klan and the cops has been a duo for a long, long time.
You know, the Democratic Party started.
Democrats.
Yeah, the Democratic
That's
Party
what people
started.
People don't want to hear.
Well, they say
that
the party switched.
No, but they didn't switch.
No,
they
say that. They have in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, because now the Republican Party, well, if we get rid of rhinos, it'll be the working people's party.
Yeah.
Well, but that's why they need to get rid of those rich, you know, those paid actors.
Yeah, but you know,
all the paid actors needs to go. They're nothing but lobbyists. They
every
don't work for the
politician
people.
Is a paid actor. It's all political
theater.
That's
what I mean.
Yeah.
But we got to come up with some sort of test you got to pass. And you got to be a decent, kind-hearted person that wants to make your community safe for the children where they have good schools. And we were talking about, and they have to have good medical care too.
100%.
And it should be because you pay taxes, you get it. And so we are not far right. I really always hate that they say that.
Insulin being $200 in
We're
Texas.
Populist.
Yeah, I'm a populist all the way. We should have medical caps. We should have affordable care. I mean,
absolutely.
It doesn't make sense that these.
We shouldn't have to call an insurance agent before we go to the hospital.
Well,
for
why
fuck's
do Republicans
sake,
get
make
so freaked
them
out
rich?
About
they
it.
Make money off somebody breaking their leg. Are you shitting me? It's time to get rid of that.
I agree.
It's a new day.
And then in Canada, you see now is the new craze is medical assisted suicide made. Where they're just killing people because if they say their hip hurts, they're saying, oh, well, you're approved for government-funded assisted suicide.
I like that, though.
I know. Well, that's the new thing.
Can you believe that?
No, they should make that here. But hold on. Why do you think Republicans are so against socialized medicine?
The far right, I said. They're always calling us far right, but we're populist.
Yeah, but what specifically
because
is
the, the people
because
that
they always are saying no government, you know, the no government control, but it doesn't have to suck just because it always sucks.
Yeah, they
it
might
doesn't
have,
to suck. You could put some godliness into it and make it work for people. Come on.
And I'm all about the government not being involved in business, but if they should be involved in any business, it's the healthcare business.
Yeah, keeping people alive for fuck's sake.
And but they're all up on their ass. If you try to do a new oil well in Alaska, oh, the penguins. If you try to do a drill for oil anywhere else, they're going to talk about the environment.
Yeah. Well, the penguins. penguins, though. Jesus Christ, you can't get rid of the penguins.
I'm pro penguins. I'm a vegetarian. I love the penguins. I'm just saying that they give us, you know, this, oh, we got to save the environment, climate change. That's the new scam.
But you have to save the environment. Like there in L.A., they tried to build over the wetlands, you know, and now all that shit's sinking right into the dirt 40 years later.
No, you're exactly right. Like humans do have an effect on the environment, but they.
I mean, if you have to grease somebody's palm with 5K and they'll let you build over a friggin' nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
And then you sell it to some poor chump. It's sickening.
No, but
where's the protection for consumers? That used to exist.
Yeah, but these politicians, you're right, like for $5,000.
They just sold us out piece by piece.
Well, and that's why, like we say the right side, and you say, oh, why are they in it? Why don't they want socialized healthcare? It's because all their money comes from Pfizer. As soon as they get in power, they probably go in, like you said, these grandmothers or grandparents, and they have, you know, this like, oh, I want to help society. But as soon as you get in there, it's a beast system. You know, they're getting chewed up and spit out, and they just want to keep their job. And so people are like, here's money from Pfizer.
Plus, they have you on tape having sex.
Yeah, and then they have you drinking the blood of a child.
Yeah, like, that's how you have to get jumped into that gang. You know, people go, they don't realize what you'd have to do to get jumped into a cartel, and it's much the same.
Yeah, no, that's exactly.
They
beat your ass to get into a cartel. Like, they literally kick your ass. No, and then you see Lindsey Graham, who
that guy.
Yeah, he said, oh, a dead Russian is good to him. That's disgusting. I don't want any dead people anywhere.
Who says shit like that?
Satanist.
Warhawk Unabomber.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, a person that, why would you want anybody to die? Even if you disagreed with him, apparently, like, there's people on this earth that I dislike and just loathe.
That's something Hitler would have said.
Exactly right. That's literally exactly
that is what he said, as a matter of fact.
Lindsey Graham cheated and committed election fraud too, and so did Mitch McConnell.
I know.
Nobody
they
talks
did.
About
well,
it.
Well, what did that? What on
they
their
did the
deal?
Same shit Biden?
Yeah.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah.
They
all
they're
did
as
it.
Crooked as a dog.
No, they are.
The whole thing's rigged. Nobody in
well,
there
not
got
Trump.
Elected.
Trump didn't cheat.
Nobody got elected.
Joe Biden got more black votes than Barack Obama. Give me a fucking break.
More votes than any candidate in the history.
I know, but from the black community.
Oh, yeah.
The black community was loving Barack Obama. I mean, they were dancing. They had every t-shirt. And there's a joke. Biden hasn't sold any merch. You don't ever see a Biden t-shirt.
Well, what about that satanic cup he's got? And then it goes, go to Dark Brandon. They fucking trademarked Dark Brandon. How satanic is that? He's got his own satanic cup with the devil red eyes that see all and control all with absolutely no guilt. Going, I like my coffee black like I like my young victims.
Yeah, basically
from
right.
Haiti.
Oh, and then talk about Hillary Clinton. She raised, what, $200 million, and they built one house. I think they, I mean, seriously, I think total, they built like one complex that housed 14 people. So they raised.
Well, it had an underground tunnel.
That way it did.
It had
And then Laura Silsby got caught at the border with a bunch of Haitian children.
Yeah, she did. And they had a pipeline straight through underground.
Yeah.
I'm telling this is from declassified stuff.
Just so allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Yeah, this is all alleged in a fairy tale
allegedly.
In a video
allegedly,
game.
There video was game. A underground system from
I was
Haiti,
joking. Is that a real thing?
From Haiti to Epstein Island.
No, they're, you know, they say there's all kinds of weird tunnels like that, and I believe it because
all around the world, have you ever looked at the system of tunnels?
Well, they have deep
that's
underground military
say,
bases.
Yeah,
it's called dumps.
Which, that's where we've been at war for 7 years.
No,
and nobody in America knows it.
Yeah,
but they keep on getting all these earthquakes and shit.
Hold on. You got to let Alex talk a little bit.
No. I love hearing this. No, but it's good.
Sorry.
Well, we're talking about underground. No need to apologize at all. I'm saying you're talking about underground stuff.
Yeah, dumps. Get into
it. Yeah, dumps. I mean, deep underground military bases. So there are tunnels. They say under the Vatican, the catacombs. We don't even know. As a matter of fact, it gets so deep. Roseanne, let's get into this. It's called.
How about when Trump went over
that's
to
no,
the Pope?
No, let me get really deep.
Trump went over to the Pope and
let
flew
him talk,
eight airplanes. Planes full of our gold back to America. Did you hear that one?
I don't remember that. I believe
that
it
just happened. Okay, go on.
Well, I just want to say, so this is what we talk about underground.
What's a dumb? Yeah.
It comes down to this. There's a theory of called Tartaria, and I think
it
comes from the Bible. There was a mud flood. I mean, the reason why you like sound so crazy in Dallas, there's a place called Rock Wall right outside of it, and underneath the ground, there's a huge rock wall from like the Neolithic era. It makes no sense.
No, I'm laughing because she talked about this with Blair White last week.
Oh, y'all on the podcast Tartaria. I was listening to it. I didn't realize it's Tartaria.
I guess maybe okay,
but I'm just saying there is something weird that there was probably mud, and then you go into a lot of these cities like New York where they, you know, excavate a new building and there's a whole underground building they didn't even know about. So I'm just saying they lie about what's underneath.
Listen what I found. Because I'm on that internet searching with my Hebrew words and numbers looking, you know, and I always find it. So I found this thing about Hitlerians, or the ones, the eugenicists before Hitler.
Okay.
The ones from the 1800s that financed him. And, you know, up there in Switzerland.
Well, I thought it was the Rockefellers and Rothschilds that financed the Nazi war.
Yeah.
This is before. Bern,
Switzerland. Okay. That's where it came from. That's where he got the money. But also, anyway, we won't go into him being a Rothschild.
No. There. I mean, they benefited from the war.
An illegitimate Rothschild.
Well, I think World War III is going to happen. I think that potentially...
Well, let me finish here.
Yeah, sorry.
But anyways, the original eugenicists, they didn't like Jews like me from the Ukraine because they said they've got to get rid of us, which they've been trying to do over there for 400 years. But they said because one of the words they use for us is Tartarians.
Yeah. No, that's a big thing.
That blew my mind.
From the Tartary region of Russia and Ukraine, the Donbass region, where they're fighting over right now, where World War III is going to happen. So that's kind of weird, the weird connection of that area.
Do you think we're going to World War III?
I mean, I think it's inevitable because...
I do too.
Because they want to have war.
They need it.
We don't produce...
They're all invested in it.
Yeah, we don't make anything but bombs. Halliburton, Raytheon. So when our biggest industry is selling military equipment, then it benefits us. Like, that's what they tell us in school books. Like, oh, the war helped the economy. And you're like, huh, how is that? Oh, it's because we sold all the bullets, we made all the bombs
to both sides.
And then we go and blow them up, and then we got to recharge all of the taxpayers for these bombs. So listen, the people are like,
and then nation build after.
Oh yeah, we bring democracy. Yet when Hillary Clinton killed Muhammad or Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, now there's actually slave auctions. And as a matter of fact, he built a dam that gave water to millions of Africans in inner Africa, and she blew up that dam that gave clean water to hospitals to the ruralest parts of Africa. That's demonic.
She's amazing. She's the best.
It is demonic.
Make an African kid starve and dehydrate himself to death because you have personal beef with
where them. Did all those kids go? They went to the underground house.
They're Epstein's Island. They just went to Epstein Island. All you can eat buffet. Allegedly. That's all they had to do. It's a buffet. All you can eat. They're like, oh, I want to go.
Fucking straw in the kid's head.
They like that melanin.
Yeah, there's something to that. There is something.
They do.
Weird.
Well, mom says it's because those kids have never had the Roundup, so
they've never been treated with Roundup.
Or they're probably a lot.
Their livers are far more sweeter.
Or Xanax. By the way, I want to go back to that.
No, but they did all the testing in the 50s on Africans.
Well, yeah, and Bill Gates was still.
He's
still doing it with all.
And everybody's like, we love the Democrats. They're the party of freedom. Bill Gates kill more children in Africa.
Yeah,
allegedly.
So we can have iPods.
Yeah, well,
whatever the fuck they're calling it.
They care about the environment, yet, you know, all these battery cars, they have to use slave labor to
children
to mine it.
They're
mine
like, oh, well.
Yeah, oopsie poopsie.
Oh, well.
Well, I think we covered everything.
No, we didn't.
No, we haven't covered anything.
I'm joking. No, that's one of my jokes. You guys start and then you go 50 fucking, like we had 9/11. We spent half a second on 9/11 being an inside job. You guys got to.
Well, I talked about Operation Northwoods.
No, because you were changing the subject.
Okay, Northwoods. Let's spend, go back to Northwoods.
No, I was just saying.
No, go back to Northwoods.
That basically, what happens is you're speaking about Hitler, but Hitler made famous the false flag attack where you attack yourself under your enemy's flag. And then basically, oh, well, we got to go fight that. So they've had plans to do this all along. I mean, really, you could talk about COVID. That could be arguably a false flag where you get your own people sick in order. What you do is you scare people because you want them to trade their freedom for safety. And in the end, you're not going to have freedom. You're not going to have safety, especially if it's dealing with the government. So that's why with 9/11, that was the beginning. Like, that was the start of the New World Order. And I'm sure, obviously, they had plans before that. But for me, that was like their ritual. It was basically a snuff film. We all watched it. We all watched people die. Everybody had an emotional response. And then it said, well, let's go and kill them Iraqis. And you had us like, you know, it was a brainwashing and it worked.
Yeah. I was going to join the military.
Well, yeah, because it's always trauma inflicted. And then they introduce
trauma-based mind control is what they call it.
Yeah. Right.
MKUltra.
Yeah.
And it's been unceasing since 9/11 on the American public.
And they were doing it before.
But, you know, nobody ever puts it together what happens to people in other parts of the world as a result of us giving into this government.
Well, see, it comes from the Bible. It comes from the Tower of Babel. And in that... Nimrod wanted to build a kingdom to heaven to basically kill God. And what God did is, you know, he made them disperse all into different tribes where they couldn't communicate. So they want to reverse engineer that plan, because if they have us under one ruler, one currency, then they have that control. And the person that's really in control is Satan. And that sounds crazy, but
no,
there's no...
No, I believe that.
That's what we talk about all the
time.
Yeah.
I think so too.
You're over the target.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally the beast system that they want to have. And that's why, like, this digital currency, all this stuff. They're the next
that friggin' Schloss von Klaus.
Oh, Klaus,
he looks like the devil.
And he wants to eat bugs. You'll own nothing and be happy.
I love the outfit he wears. Like, he wants to be nefarious.
Yeah, he's leaned into it. They're not. Same with George Soros. Yeah. He's sending his gay son all around to do all this stuff. They know what they're doing. They're not dummies.
They're laughing at us.
Yeah, because they're the wrestling villain, the heel, the Hulk Hogan, or Hulk Hogan was a good guy. The Undertaker, you know, they like being the bad guy because they don't care.
Actually, Hulk Hogan was a heel.
Yeah, he went Hollywood Hogan. World
Order, NWO.
NWO, he did turn
truth
heel.
In movies and truth in wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling's a great one.
Wrestling is so killer.
Oh, it's the best.
But like, can we just educate people about PNAC?
And she'd say, gotcha.
Project for New American Century.
I'm trying.
No, but I actually want to talk about wrestling, but they had this plan too. They want to invade the seven biggest threats.
Yeah.
No, but they have it in writing that we need a Pearl Harbor style attack. Yeah. And that was Condoleezza Rice. Wolfowitz was in that.
Yeah.
All the people, Rumsfeld, I believe.
They were all in on that.
They wrote this.
Joe Biden is one of the co-signers on the Project for New American Century. And he's the president.
And so 9/11 was their plan.
And not one person lost their job after 9/11. As a matter of fact, all the people got raises and, nobody lost their job.
Nope. So, I mean, they tell you right
to your
face. I like
how Reagan broke the air traffic controllers union 10 years before that. And I said, you know what's going to happen? Because, I mean, I'm a Jew. So I'm like, Israel would never do that. It's going to open America to terrorism. And that's exactly what it did.
No, you're right. And then,
of course, they were working both sides of the street. I mean, those people, they're psychopaths, so they work both sides of the street. Like I used to call it the Cinnabons Jenny Craig consortium.
Yeah, you have the skinny place and the fat place.
Right, so
because it's the same customer, it really is. The person's desperate to lose weight, but they're stressed and they go, that's double dipping for sure. But it's funny you bring up Ronald Reagan, because in one of his State of the Union addresses, he even said that in order to become a global, society, we need an existential threat like an alien attack. He said this in his speech. And then now we're hearing all this alien stuff. That's all bullshit. Bullshit. And aliens, if an alien exists, it's a demon, I think, that came from hell or heaven. It's not some terrestrial being, like they want us to think it's ET.
I think it's what they're creating in them dumbs.
Or something. I mean,
it's a Jeffrey Epstein spawn.
Seriously.
They're taking their sperm and, well, you know what they're really working on.
They make chimeras. No, they really are doing this stuff because they want to be able, so you can make a heart. They can
develop. What they're really working on, though, because every time when I have a question in my mind, and my son, he probably don't know it, but my sister does. Well, I go on Shabbat, Do you keep the Shabbat?
Well, He's rabbi, my attorney, well, I'm not, I mean, he...
Your attorney.
My attorney, John Gross, he keeps me tight. I have to celebrate with him. I try to fast. What was it? Was that last week, 2 weeks ago? the Jewish holiday. I try to follow some of it. But this is one thing. Let's speak about this. I think that is the biggest travesty that they do on young people is they want to hide the existence of God. They want to make you think that you're just some cosmic accident. I heard you talking to Blair about this. She's like, I don't know if I can believe in God. First of all, at one point you had 8,000 grandparents. You had so much shit had to go exactly right for us to even be in this room.
Right,
here.
Exactly.
And so they just tried to, that's an accident. We already won the lottery of life and there is a creator, but they make a kid. They say, you evolved from pond scum. Your life has no meaning. It doesn't matter if you're gay. It doesn't matter if you cut off your...
You'll never make it because people hate you and everyone who looks like you.
Yeah.
And everything's stacked against you and, people want to kill you. Oh, my God. One time, speaking of Jewish people, I was there in the... I was seeing a Holocaust art show or whatever.
It sounds like a blast. Yeah. Sounds like a blast.
Yeah, but it was at one of the museums.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They all have the shoes at every museum.
I didn't see any of that. It was art.
Okay, it was art.
And it was all Jews there, The Silver Pony tailed socialist.
We love all Jews. Just, you know.
Yes, we do. Well, don't. We don't love
even George Soros. We love.
I don't love the bad ones at all. I want to kick them the fuck out. They're causing nothing but trouble for me.
Yeah,
I'm not going to protect them or life form or include them. Fuck them. They ain't nothing but trash.
But
anyways, they ain't like me, so fuck them.
Okay.
But so we was looking around, and this lady, she comes in there, and her son, he couldn't have been more than 7. And she took him by the shoulder, and I was in there watching the horrors of what hate does.
Yeah.
That's how I was receiving it. She takes her kid, pet, hand on shoulder. She goes, "See what they did to us. They hate us, and we have to hate them back. We have, you know." And so it was just like a message of hate. Which I sort of understood, because that's how oppressed people feel.
Yeah, but it just perpetuates.
Yeah, but I'm saying to a young person. Hate. Yeah, no, it's just
still hate.
That's
abuse. Like,
that's fucking. That's trauma based. Fucking.
It is trauma based because what I said. Well, she should have went. You know, because I'm always thinking about how to correct people because they make me sick.
So, and you're not outspoken at all. So.
I never say what I think. But so I'm like, how could she have did that better? So I'm like, well, she could have went. Where it's our duty to not be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well,
people, they choose wrong all the time.
I think it's the victimhood mentality.
It's the devil.
Yeah, well, we all want to be
a victim. That is the devil.
And obviously, you know, the Holocaust was terrible. There was a lot of victims, you know, but it's kind of this, we need to try to rise above the terrible things and not, we got to have a champion mindset, not a victimhood mindset.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's, and it comes down to, this sounds crazy too, and I'm.
But a champion overcomes.
Exactly. And it's.
And the hero comes back to a rebirth. That's what we just need, a rebirth. We need to leave the old world and let it go.
Well,
what were you saying, Alex?
I'm all about energy, and I feel like we're so, it's this low vibrational
energy.
Yeah,
they want to keep us there.
If they can keep us there, then we can't break free. We're just in this constant state of fight or flight. And when we're in that fight,
you know what that's called in Jew?
What?
In Judaism?
What is it called?
Egypt.
Egypt.
It's slavery.
Wow.
What were you saying?
Well, I'm just saying, when they keep you in that constant state of fear, that fight or flight, you can't make decisions. You can't see the forest for the tree in front of your face,
right?
No, you
can't think right.
You just can't think, and you can't make decisions, and that's why people are so impulsive. That's why the middle class is gone. People can't save because they're constantly worried about this or that. And then they.
I love how Biden goes, "Hey, we got a lot more employment at $2 an hour because people have to get 6 fucking jobs."
Yeah, and after he says that he brought all these jobs back, it's because they lost, you know, 50% of the workforce during COVID. So, of course, you brought it back. He's like, "I got the fastest."
They just reopened.
Yeah, I got the fastest job growth. Literally, you just put an open sign. I mean, that's basically all it was. And as a matter of fact, our economy is doing worse. Gas prices are higher. I mean,
it's inflation.
Yeah.
But everyone knows it's a lie.
That's Bidenomics.
Yeah, but you know, this is the other thing too.
I used to have a joke, trickle down, Reagan's trickle down.
Is peeing on us?
Yeah, that's when the rich piss on the poor.
It's true.
Which
though.
I stole from Susan Bublitz.
Well,
thanks, Susan.
Thank you, Susan. But on a serious note though, these people though that are in power, you know, they keep us in that state of fear, you know, the trauma-based mind control, because that's the control mechanism.
Yeah,
because
how Judaism says, that's Egypt. And then you decide to leave slavery. So then you have to walk in faith, like getting to the promised land. And that takes 40 fucking years in the desert of suffering and going the wrong way or whatever. I mean, you could shorten it, of course, if you just listen. But people won't do that. But anyways, what you come into is free creative space.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's why Hollywood sucks now, because they're all so politically correct and they're so worried about, you know, not pushing buttons when the best humor is pushing buttons. And
right.
I'm not here.
That's why I'm so happy that the writers are on strike and the robots are taking
it's
over.
It's so great.
It's going to be so much more funny.
Well, okay.
AI is going to kick every fucking Hollywood writer's ass.
No, and I love that. And I'm not here to kiss your butt, Roseanne. But listen, your point of view when you created the Roseanne show was so unique, but it resonated with every housewife out there, you know, that had it, you know, mad about this or that. AI could never create that point of view today. No way. I don't even care with any supercomputer, especially that, because it doesn't have the human touch. And this is why I know AI is a huge threat, but all these telecommunication companies, whether it's Apple, you know, whatever, all the AT&T, they spend billions of dollars on artificial intelligence. So when you call a call center, you think you're talking to a human. Mm-hmm. Humans always figure it out within less than a minute that they're talking to a robot.
Yeah.
That we always figure it out. So yeah. They can't, it's called the uncanny valley. They can make a supercomputer that can predict shit and all this quantum.
But it ain't human.
It's never going to be human, because even a human can tell, this isn't a fucking human, and they hang up.
You know, they originally reached out to me to be the voice for Siri.
No.
Is that how you say it? Siri, or is it Alexa?
Siri.
Yeah.
Siri.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. They do celebrity voices. You have one of the most iconic voices.
And I thought, well, I ain't going to be the voice of
the devil
666B system.
Could you
imagine that? It'd be like, no, we did not blow up the Russian pipeline. I'd be in hell right
9/11
now.
9/11 was 19 hijackers and nothing happened.
No. I couldn't do it.
So no. Wait, hold on. We had.
What were you talking about?
Sorry, well, we had to get into the moon. It's, we have a lot.
Oh, of
yeah. Okay,
we could go forever.
We can go on. I know, but you really got to let him talk. You're interrupting him.
No,
so
she's
much.
Not.
He loves you me. Are.
I do. Like I worship at the altar.
No, don't
He's
do that.
He's not like Jake that tries to get me to shut up so
no,
he
it's
can
not
yammer.
I just want to hear his thoughts. He talks. He gets a sentence out and you interrupt.
Who cares about me?
Yeah, I know. I'd rather hear the Rosanna's.
No, I want to hear.
Okay, but the moon landing. We were talking about this.
No, but finish what.
Yeah, just let him finish the sentence.
Shut up,
that's all. Just one sentence.
I gave birth and he weighed 10 pounds.
Tell you what, I'm going to count the sentences he gets.
Do not count the sentences.
No, I
Do
want
not.
Her to know.
10 no, no.
pounds he weighed. I had hemorrhoids like so.
From pushing so hard?
Mm-hmm.
You owe your mom so much,
yeah,
Jake.
I'm not being rude. I'm saying if you have a guest, then just let him finish like all two right. sentences.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
you don't have to get all defensive, Alec.
Oh, no. I have to get a little defensive because, I mean, listen.
I'm not being rude to my mother. I'm just saying I want you to.
I'm going to die for this. I would die for this woman right here, just like I would die for, you know, like how Jeffrey Epstein died for all those kids that he molested. My point is, when we were talking earlier about Blair White and how, you know, she's like not sure about the moon. This is what they tell us, the official
dinosaurs.
Story. That in 1969 through 1972, we had an Apollo space program that was able to go to the moon 6 times there and back through the Van Allen radiation belt, which is a deadly belt of radiation, with technology that we can't recreate today. And they accidentally destroyed the blueprints, you know, the blueprints for.
Right.
So they can't even recreate it, which sounds fishy as hell.
That's true.
And then on top of that, the original guy that was supposed to go to space, a guy by the name of Gus Grissom, he was the original Neil Armstrong. He actually hung a lemon on the lunar lander before it in a press conference, had an unauthorized press conference and hung a lemon and said, this is not going to go to the moon. Then in a test mission, just a test of the launch, they're just going to talk to Houston from him sitting in the rocket. They put too much oxygen in it and they killed Gus Grissom. Him and 2 other astronauts died in a test program. His family says that he was murdered.
Hmm.
And then on top of that, when you just look at the technology aspect. If you look at a 1969 Lincoln and you look at a 2024 Lincoln, and you're going to tell me the only technology in the world to regress is space technology, it's bullshit. I mean, just the anything.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It doesn't and this is another thing, is it goes back to why would they want to fake the moon landing? Well, it goes back to where they want to use science to trick us into not believing in God, because they want to say, oh, the moon, you know, which God created, that basically, you know, this, we live in this incredible thing that we don't even know how it got created. I mean, other than God. But then they can just say, oh, well, we sent a man on the moon. We made it. We Americanized the moon. When that's not the case, we don't own the moon. The moon is 250,000 miles, according to them. And today in the International Space Station, the farthest it can go is low Earth orbit. Even Barack Obama says we can't leave low Earth orbit. So the only time in our space history that we left low Earth orbit, it was 18 men did it and it happened. We have not left low Earth orbit since 1972. And then you look at Richard Nixon was the guy that was running the space program then too. JFK died. And they say that was part of the assassination thing, is that he realized at some point this is costing too much money. And he was supposedly, this is just pure speculation, was not gung-ho about faking it supposedly. And that was one of the reasons that they say the CIA might have taken him out. Mm-hmm. You know, that's another kind of weird connection. And then, of course, as soon as Tricky Dick gets in, Richard Nixon, we go right to the moon. He's able to have a phone call. Yet you and I can't get cell service out here in the, you know, middle of Texas. Yet they got a phone call. No problem. 1969, he's just calling from the White House to the moon. Give me a break.
Mom, you had said last week with Blair that you got drunk with some astronaut who you wouldn't name, and he said the moon landing was fake.
Yeah, let's for legal
reasons. Well, they thought I was funny, and I always go too far, you know, like you do. And but they loved it.
Yeah.
So he's all drunk and all shit and this and that. So he says, hey, we didn't go to the moon, did we? Tell me the truth.
And what did he say? Yeah, you know it. I mean, I don't even want to get all crazy because they feel guilty, especially when Bart Sabrell, this guy's one of the big moon landing denier guys. He said, here, swear on a Bible. And then Buzz Aldrin punched him in the face.
Yeah.
I saw that.
That was so funny.
Well, they
said that guy was annoying, though.
He was annoying as hell. He was annoying as shit, but still,
I'm going to punch him in the face. You got to get a guy drunk first.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, you're a lot smoother. I mean, you are one of the.
Oh, I got some top secret secrets.
I mean, arguably, Roseanne, you are the number one female comic in the history of comedy.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, it's number one. I know. I'm just
kiss my ass. Kiss my ass. Bitches.
That's a fact. Because even if you said, oh, Joan Rivers, she didn't have the number one hit show twice. Mm-hmm. Nobody's had a number one show twice. Mm-mm. Nobody. Nope. I mean, Seinfeld didn't. I mean, Larry David kind of did because he had Curb Your Enthusiasm. But Curb Your Enthusiasm was never, it's still not as popular as when you came back on, you know. No. You know what I'm saying? Still just different.
Just to tell him to kiss my ass.
Yeah.
And then I went, here's a tweet for you, you fucking commies.
Can you believe that? But did you think, we were talking about this earlier, do you think they just wanted an excuse to get rid of you?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but they never had the balls to go, you know what? We don't like what you're doing. They never fucking had the balls to say that anywhere along the line. They'd call up and go, could you remove that tweet, please?
Well,
and I would. But
they didn't even give you the chance to do that?
No, she's saying there were a lot of tweets that she was getting. They were unhappy about.
Oh,
they
before would, that.
Yeah, like phone. What I said, that David Hogg wearing a black armband.
Oh, David Hogg. He wasn't even at the damn school.
In the Hitler salute. I said, that's
allegedly.
Fascist.
Allegedly. Yeah, he was on. He
allegedly.
Was,
he was on his bike. They said it was photo op, but it looked real to me. And I said, that's because I already think Antifa is Hitler street gangs. It's the same thing.
I deal with these people. They're whacked out. These Antifa.
No, but they're MK Ultra victims.
They are.
Yeah. And we're speaking of.
They're weaponizing mental illness.
No, they are. But speaking of getting canceled is, you know, my biological father, Tucker Carlson. That's a joke. I say.
Know you look just like him.
Well, I love him. He actually, he helped me out. He put me on his show. He really helped put me on the map.
Yeah, he did.
But I'm saying he's number one and they take him off all because he's talking about the war in Ukraine and about January 6th.
Yeah. The establishment doesn't like.
I mean, he had the number one cable show. It's so hard to guys. All these people, all these Hollywood people. Oh, this show's going to be a hit. This show's going to be a hit. I'm going to put this host with this. And you actually have it. You finally have the number one show that all these smart people can finally produce. And they're like, oh, we don't like the way he talks about it. Canceled.
How about Disney? I was their only number one show in 15 fucking years. They canceled me over a tweet, whereas Whoopi goes on every day going, kill the Jews.
I know, and she's a allegedly. Fake Jew.
But her name's Goldberg.
And that she's purposely picked that so people would think that she was Jewish.
I know, but she ain't no Jew, and no. I'm always like, oh, goddamn, don't get me started on that fat ass bitch.
Well, and then,
she's wearing a size 22.
But what's the deal with Ted Danson and her? How did they, that couldn't have been.
I'm not even going to go there. I know, but I'm going.
Wait, you don't, what do you know? That was a legitimate relationship, was it
yes,
not?
Yes, they were in love.
And he did blackface at a rose.
Well, she told him to.
Yeah, it was
but hilarious. I don't even think blackface. Do you think that's that big a deal, funny. Though? Like,
I thought it was
well,
hilarious.
She thought yeah. it was funny, and then the next day she turns on him. She told him to do it and wrote the jokes, and the next day she fucking turns on him.
When he got backlash?
Fucking psycho.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that she turned
yeah,
on him.
Yeah, she was leading that.
Oh, she was sitting there laughing, because they don't film it at Firestruck, but they the Friars, whatever it's called.
Friars Club. She yeah. Friars laughing Club.
But they were talking about how she was laughing the whole time. She had the best time. And then it was like 2 days later when the flag
just
started,
like Will
she just
Smith was
up.
Laughing his... ass off about his bald-headed wife.
Yeah.
And then he turned and side-eyed that bitch, and he's like, uh-oh, I better get up there and knock the shit out of Chris Rock.
Yeah, but he's a cuckold.
Otherwise, my wife is going to beat my ass while I'm doing the dishes tonight.
Yeah, she wears the pants, and then there's that weird video where she's
she
filming
wears
him.
The
the thong.
She wears the strap on.
Oh, yeah, she had
that was unsaid, allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
She wears the allegedly strap on.
What's the deal, though, Roseanne, with this new cuckolding thing, my wife's boyfriend? Because I always make that joke. I always have an actor come in. I go, this is my wife's boyfriend. But that's a real thing where these people I know. They're all cuckolded guys.
I told my daughter, I go, you should leave the Democrat Party. I sent her a story about a guy that sits on the bed and watches his wife and her boyfriend. And I said, this is disgusting. And her response to me was, if it's three consenting adults, it's none of your business, mother.
No, she's got a point.
And she does have a point, I guess.
Yeah, she has a point.
Well, this is the other thing, too, is I'm friends.
Okay, but I don't know if that guy's really consenting or is blackmailed into
or his wife. Well, this is the weird thing. Okay, so then I'm
because he's like, these women are bitches and they really abuse the men.
Well, the cuckold thing is the guy likes to be cuckolded.
Yeah, because this is a weird situation. Let me tell you the situation. I've become friends with this guy. His name's Bubba the Love Sponge. He used to be on Howard Stern's network.
I know who he is.
Yeah, so you've heard of Bubba, but he's famous because his wife slept with Hulk Hogan and it got released. And so I asked Bubba, I go, why would you do that? He's, you know, it's kind of a mentor to me because he's been in the business a long time and he's very funny. And he's like, Alex, I'm just a swinger. But he still is. There's more to it than that. Like, he liked that Hogan. That's what I'm saying. You know, and I love Bubba. I mean, I'm going to show him this clip. There's something more to that. There's something weird.
Well,
I'm like,
it's homosexuality.
I think there is some homosexuality
but
too.
But I think most guys are probably, you know, most people are probably homosexual.
Allegedly.
Maybe a little bit.
Allegedly.
Because, you know why? You know, I would argue with this, but, you know, it's weird. In the football
I mean, every guy that goes to prison ends up, but a lot. But you're going to go for what's right there. Most people, well, not at most.
Well, a lot of times that's power rape.
Yeah.
That's power control.
Well, in the mafia, though, if you get arrested in the mafia and you go to jail and you have gay sex, that's okay. But if you have gay sex outside of jail, they'll kill you. But in prison, you get a pass.
That's right.
Well, and the reason why is like the most masculine places, like a football locker room, is the gayest place. Everybody, you know, hazing, sticking brooms up kids' asses.
And then when you see like the really gay guys that are all muscly and
they're in the best shape.
Yeah, and they're attracted to each other's muscles.
Well, you know, we always joke about Alex Jones, but I do think the genetically modified stuff and all the chemicals that we eat mess up our endocrine system.
1,000%.
Yeah, they even say there's a gay bomb. You know, Joe Rogan was just talking about that the other day. Like, there are declassified.
RFK's talking about it.
Yeah, like, there is something that can probably, through outside, you know, I don't know how it would make you gay, but it can mess up your endocrine system where maybe you have gay thoughts. Like,
well, you produce estrogen.
I know
estrogen.
It's through music.
Oh, music's
turning everybody gay through all the men by getting those. I told my kids this and they think I'm crazy, but these male singers that are just fucking nothing but whiners.
Sam Smith, Travis Scott, all these homosexual musicians. It all comes from Tavistock. They do music science. Where the reason why they can make a hit song, why Taylor Swift can have so many hits, is because they know what chords and melodies harmony. They just know what is ear candy.
Frequencies.
They know exactly what frequencies. So literally, the music is one of the biggest scams of how they do a lot of this weird indoctrination.
It's scientific.
It's
manipulation.
They studied it in Tavistock, and that's also why they want you on drugs, because they would give the soldiers listen to music while they were high on weed or LSD, and they would see how they reacted. So they kind of know, like, what music.
They know which drug to give them that makes them feel okay about pulling a trigger.
Well, yeah, I mean,
because they got them all desensitized with the war games on the computers.
Well, and that was a thing, because that's a good conspiracy actually to kind of get into. One of the first free games was a military simulation game that taught kids how to shoot. It was a first-person shooter that was just free. And that's kind of weird that the military put out a first-person shooter.
Not weird at all.
No, it's not weird at all when you and I know what's going on, but it's just, that's kind of, you know, they don't give us anything free. But
no,
also,
but like, nobody wants to hear the real reason is what pisses me off and makes we have to drink so much. No, I don't really drink that much. But it's because, now I'm going to give you a Bible lesson. So,
okay, please.
Because it's coming up on that time. It's called Amalek.
Okay.
And it's the evil inclination. That's our enemy. It ain't human.
I agree. I think it's like satanic or, well, and this is, let's really get into the woods. I actually believe in Nephilim. I think that.
My daughter does too.
I just think that we're the kind of retarded offspring of the angels casted out of, mm-hmm. of heaven. And I think there's
found the daughters of man fair.
Yes. Yeah, this is good. And this is why I know I think Nephilim's real, because you just said this, Roseanne, you said, oh, Alex, you're really tall. You're taller than I thought, but I have a very small penis. So I'm Nephilim. Nephilim had to have a small penis to be able to mate with the angels. That's a joke. No, I'm kidding about that. I'm just joking. That was a joke. But my point is that I do believe like there's something weird with this Nephilim and the story of our creation, because there's something godly in us, but we're not God. We're like different, you know. Well,
God is us, but we're not God.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. You know, He breathed into us. We are part of it.
Created us,
but we're not. There's
we're the creation, and the creator and its creation are in a unique relationship. Like when I said it's a creative free space, being in the promised land out of slavery, because what you create, you're in a particular relationship with.
Yeah.
And of course you want to see it do well and intervene at times when it's in peril.
Well, that goes to the vibrational energy. When you're in that low vibrational state, you can't create.
Well, you can't receive.
You can't do anything, really. I mean, your whole, and like we talk about auras and vibes, and that's why I think when I first saw you, like my energy, I'm like, oh, I'm magnetically attracted to our energies. And I think that's why we agree on so much stuff. But there's so many other people I'm sure you get around, and you're just like, oh, I can't even be around this person. I can just tell their vibes or what.
I try to just match their vibe, because you learn that the older you get.
You are a chameleon.
Yeah, I can match people's vibes pretty good. Like, normal people is more fun because they're just real, you know. So, like, you know, you could actually go, how do you make the best corn? Like something that matters in the world.
Yeah.
But then you'll get around other people and you go, definitely that scientific formula proved to be. It's fun though, but it's different.
In the hood, they call that code switching. When like a black guy goes from being ghetto to when he gets pulled over in the cop, you know, all of a sudden it's code switching. So you're an expert at code switching. Like in one group, you can be the scientific, and then other person you can say, oh, fuck, shit, piss. And you get along with everybody. And that's why you resonated so well with middle America. Now it just sucks that middle class America doesn't even exist.
I know.
I mean, the world that you created, the fictional world you created on your shows doesn't even exist anymore.
I know, it's so sad.
It's really sad.
Well, maybe my 10th season was sort of a requiem. If you'll watch it again, it's a requiem.
I mean, and then the fact that they had the audacity to kill you
on an opioid overdose, which is so despicably satanic, because Glenn Quinn, who played
Mark,
did die of an opioid overdose. So it's like, you know.
Well, what did you think about this? Jennifer Aniston's raising hell because they killed her dad off in a plane crash. Her dad is a guy named John Aniston. I didn't realize.
I know that. He's on the soap opera.
He was there. I think he just passed away like 89 or something. And then he just passed away in between the last season and the new one. And she's freaking out because they killed off her dad's character in a plane crash. And she's scared, which I kind of feel empathetic. I wouldn't, you know, I mean, her dad is an iconic thing. But she doesn't like the way they portrayed her dad's death. What do you think about that? As somebody that's been a victim of not liking the way their iconic character was killed off.
I wish they would have killed Roseanne Conner, because she was drove for, what's that company? She drove a car for
Uber.
Uber. I wish they would have killed her by having a thug shoot her right to the fucking head.
BLM riot.
Yeah. You know what would have been fitting is if Sarah Gilbert just put a pillow over Roseanne Conner's face in the middle of the night.
That seems more accurate.
Took out a will, took out all the money, and just fucking killed
her. Oh my God.
That's how they should have wrote it. Life, art imitating life. Sarah should have killed Roseanne with a pillow and then taken all the whatever.
Yeah, but I still can't believe it. We don't have to get into too much.
But
you gave Fishman a job as a freaking carpenter, and then he still turned his back on you.
And they didn't want him back on the show. They said, let's write the show without him, because they didn't want him. I said, no, he has to come back.
Yes, he's an iconic.
And then they fucking fired him off the show. You know,
after they fired me, the first thing they did was fire him, because They never wanted him, and they hated him.
Because he sucks.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
no.
No, it's because he sucks.
What do you think about child actors? Okay, yeah, I know.
It's true.
I mean, acting's hard.
People loved him, and he tried.
But, Roseanne, how did you...
Sometimes he was really good, too.
But
he got too full of himself. I wanted to beat the fuck out of that kid.
I'm not gonna be nice to Michael Fishman. I'm never gonna be nice to Michael Fishman unless you know what he could do. He could apologize.
If you apologize, you could get
that. You know, go a long way because I do think there's a good. No, he will. He will.
They don't have no self-reflection. I saw him turn into one of them too.
Yeah, but what is a kid?
The self-awareness.
Can a kid become a successful actor and have a normal life?
No. Yeah. I tried for those kids, but I guess it didn't work.
Oh, he would talk about how you protected him on the set. You were a mom to him. I mean, when he worked for me at the studio I ran, you know, occasionally, sometimes me and mom would get into it.
Of course,
damn, my mom. And he'd be like, your mom is an angel. She protected me every day. And then when the tweet happened, I was there defending her. I figured Michael's going to come up, and he's like, what you did, you used to have an inclusive space. And now, and he started talking like a
fucking... He said this to you, Jake, or to your mom?
He tweeted this to mom.
Oh, my
God. You used to be inclusive. That's what's so weird about it. Basically saying, why are you a racist, bitch?
It's like when they call Trump a racist, yet he's been friends with black people his whole life.
Well, that's why they call him a racist.
Yeah, I mean, Trump was like best friends with Don King and all these black guys, you know, Herschel Walker back in the 80s. I mean, give me a break. He dated black women. I mean,
he sued that country club so they'd let
black people in. Yeah, I mean, listen, and like,
whatever. Then he came up with, you know, the prison reform and, you know, he did.
Got Kodak Black fucking ex. Was it Kodak Black?
Yeah, but see,
no.
He did a lot. He did more than Obama did. But, anyways, they don't care.
No, they could care less.
They're stuck in mind control. They're completely voting against their own interests, and they're stuck in it. It's that Boulé.
Yeah.
They got their own mind control. Like the Jews, we got our own mind control.
Every group
does. Is Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL, who is the devil. He is devilish.
He's going to love hearing that clip. Yeah. No.
Isn't he devilish?
I agree. I mean,
he never stuck up for me for 1 minute, but he defends George Soros, Epstein, like everybody but me. It pisses me off.
Yeah. I'm kind of wondering why that is. Like, you would think too.
Because I tell the truth about Israel.
No, I know, but I'm saying don't
people... No, but they hate Israel.
But don't, even
they only like Tel Aviv.
They love Tel Aviv. You know Tel Aviv's one of the gayest cities in the world?
It's 100, it's 99.9 gay.
I didn't realize that. I gotta go. I'm gonna go in right now.
It's so fun.
I know, I heard it's great. I need to go to Israel. I want to go to
his clubs.
Yeah, no, I do want to go.
We went in this club, me and my mom. I took my mom to Israel. We go in this club, I guess it's a Russian thing, and the guy's playing the accordion on the bar. It was fantastic. But behind him, right on the bar, is a big old poster of a gorgeous Russian man in a suit with his wiener out. And it's about 22 inches long.
Uh-huh.
And my mother just kept on staring at it. I was like, Mother, would you please tear your eyes from that? And then the guy saw my mother, who's beautiful, 89, always was beautiful. He jumps off the bar and starts coming up and dancing with my mother right in front of the penis picture there. And my mom starts going for it.
Wow.
I was like, you dirty.
Like mom, like daughter right there. Mother, like daughter. No,
mom's a big old hoe.
This is what makes you so mad. We talk about Israel and their big dicks. Everybody gets mad. Oh, we're giving $4 billion to Israel. Yet those same people do not complain about all the money we're giving to the Ukraine. Like, we should support Israel. We should support some of these places. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. It's like, we give Nigeria, I think, more money than we give Israel. I mean, you know, it's just everybody thinks.
Well, we won't be now. We better start giving Nigeria a lot more money. Because they're kicking the French's ass, and I love it.
Yeah,
I love that they're kicking Macron right in the fucking nuts if he has any.
Paris has fallen, but you know they had some of the lowest COVID rates, and they had they handled COVID better than all the first world. Nigeria, yes, they had the lowest
smart down there.
They're
tired of being tested, having their population.
Didn't the president get the peach that tested positive?
Yeah,
and
did
you know that story, Mark?
And I don't even only want to say this one word. It rhymes with pectin because YouTube won't even let us say it. But they take it because they deal with a lot of parasites in their water. So they have to take this medication that here in America was illegal to take for COVID. Yet they take it there. You might want to bleep it out.
No, it's statistically the truth.
Yeah, well, they take it there just normally. It's just a prophylactic.
And they did really well against COVID.
And they did really well.
You're not saying that there's
COVID. No. Yeah. I want to say the vaccine is so safe and effective. I love it. I got 6 boosters. It's so good. Thank you, Dr. Fauci.
I got 22 boosters right in my eyeball.
Well, you know, and they tested the drugs on beagles. And, I mean, Dr. Fauci's actually
evil.
And then the '80s
AIDS drug.
Yeah, AZT, which is a back ordered cancer drug. They couldn't even sell it, and they gave it to all. They killed all those gay people in the '80s, and nobody was standing. Nobody. Every single gay person was triple vaccinated. I'm like, do y'all not remember 25 years ago he was killing you guys, and now you're all having freaking Ukraine flag and an I got vax thing on your Facebook profile. Give me a break. I mean,
they don't know that what they're. Supporting.
Okay. And I want to make this point, Roseanne. This is another thing you have to realize, and I would never give you advice because you're smarter than me, but these people, not enough evidence will convince an idiot. These people don't want to know. You can even give it to them, and they don't want to know. So it's not even our job to wake these people up.
No, because I heard this great quote, you can never wake someone who's pretending to be asleep.
Yeah, it's a great quote.
Wow. Because I remember as a kid, I'd pretend to be asleep about something. Wait, that is crazy. You can never wake somebody up that's pretending to be asleep.
Yeah, they just don't give a fuck.
That's the problem with this country today. That's what it is right
there. They're not. They probably know and don't give a fuck. They're like, I'm getting paid.
Well, everybody will tell you there's government corruption. I know, but everybody.
It's that pimp shit.
It is the pimp shit.
And they all know that there was election fraud before 2016. Yeah, well, everybody was saying unheard of.
Yeah, and everybody knows the government's corrupt on both sides, but all of a sudden, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And you know what? A lot of people make fun of Hunter Biden. I think that Hunter Biden smokes crack is the most likable thing about him. That makes him personable. You know, it's just now the illegal business deals with China and Ukraine I don't like. But the fact that
influence peddling.
The fact that he's sleeping with prostitutes. My dad was a president. My mom died when he was a young kid. Fuck it. Go and smoke crack and sleep with whores all you want, Hunter Biden. That makes him actually likable because everybody knows a drug addict friend or family member.
Did you see that stuff on the internet where he's given
his niece and all that
on
stuff?
The internet, he's given supposedly given cocaine and having sex with Obama's daughters.
Yeah, Malia, there's her credit card and there's a bunch of white residue on their credit card. I mean, something's going on there, and there's
that
weird stuff.
That could be a fake, allegedly.
Yeah, that could be a fake. All this could be, a lot of this stuff on the laptop could
you
be.
You never
fake.
Know what's true.
Yeah, but I'm just saying with Hunter Biden, it's so obvious that he is a drug addict and that he is, but that's, like I said, that's the most likable thing about him is that.
What's sad to me is when he's masturbating himself and the woman has to act like a nurse.
This is what's so pathetic is that his brother, Bo Biden, died because he got cancer because the military put burn pits too close to the military bases in Iraq. And I actually had an Uber driver, and the Uber driver was paralyzed. He was nice. And I was like, hey, how are you doing? He's like, oh, I had brain surgery. I was in the military. And, you know, 27 people out of my battalion got cancer, and not all of us lived. I'm just lucky to be alive. And this happened to the president's son. Joe Biden's son got brain cancer from these illegal burn pits, and they don't give a damn. They give two shits. And all these people that are you know, pro-military, they don't give a damn about the vets when they come back here. That's why I tell these people, I love America. I piss and bleed red, white, and blue, all that stuff. Put a boot in their ass. But if you go to the military, they are going to chew you up and spit you out and not give a damn about you.
Yeah.
That's why they all got to go to Space Force. That's the future right there.
Yeah, I mean, don't even.
That's where all the money went. You know what I was going to say? My theory is what they did with all that moon landing money, they built them tunnels.
Yeah, no, that was all a money Ponzi scheme too. And because you know how you know it? Now they have to subsidize it to private companies like Tesla or SpaceX, excuse me. You know, now it's like the government doesn't even want to put their money in it. But with the government, with anything with space, NASA, that's a militarized wing of our government. The NASA is basically like a fifth branch.
Run by Nazis. Remember,
yeah, Werner von Braun. Operation Paperclip. People don't realize this. And this is what they joke about the Holocaust.
The Nazis didn't lose the war.
Yeah, is what makes me so mad. I would never deny the Holocaust, but this is what makes me so mad. They never talk about Operation Paperclip. They never talk about how the top spies, and Joseph Mengele, the most disgusting doctor, would cut
went
off.
Went to Brazil.
Yeah, went to Brazil. They never caught him. He would find twins and take out an eyeball and try to put it in the other twin's eyeball. Do these incredible, as a matter of fact.
With
he,
no painkillers.
No painkillers. painkillers because they wanted to see how they reacted. He loved twins. Like, they were obsessed with twins doing these experiments on
it. They liked little people, too.
Yeah, oh, the dwarfs, yes, because they wanted to study how that happened. But nobody ever talks about Operation Paperclip. Like, I mean, all you do is hear about 6 million people.
But you all know? You need to do is look at Antifa's flag with the flag of the street gangs in Hitler's time, and they're exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean, the Holocaust is...
They won, they took over, they invented MK Ultra.
Well, they became Operation Paperclip, and then they became our Secret Service. I mean, the top people that were in the Nazi Party, we don't ever talk about that, and we talk about in the Ukraine war that there's literal Nazis, Azov Battalion. I'm anti-Nazi. I mean, I'm anti...
That means you're a fascist.
Yeah.
It's so doublespeak. All of it's fucking doublespeak.
And it's all just BS, really, at the end of the day. It's like,
well, they're going to blow us sky high. That's my hope and prayer for the world. Not my prayer is that we can change it, but you know what? I don't think we can.
No,
I think it's all going to
get all over.
See,
that's all over.
That's what they call being black-pilled, and I'm black-pilled, but now I'm at the point where I'm just clown-pilled. They're laughing at us. I'm just going to laugh back at you and flick you off. Yeah, because they piss on us every day and tell us it's raining. So the only way
it wasn't enough for the emperor to just walk down the street naked.
Yeah, to jerk
now off. He has to come and spread his ass cheeks and wipe it on your face.
Exactly right. You're basically giving him a rim job. No, and you know, that's one thing I've noticed where I've been effective, and the only reason I'm sitting in a room with you is that these politicians and people in power, they are scared of mockery more than anything.
Oh, it's their death.
It's if you mock these people, these ultra-serious people,
laugh them to scorn.
It's kryptonite to them.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say I admire about you, because you remind me of the 60s when we were all into... My friends and me, we was all into guerrilla theater, and that's what you're doing. It's so great.
Yeah, it's really...
We used to have this one thing called Ladies Against Women, which to me is exactly like the Democrat bitches.
Yeah.
And the trans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they dress up like housewives and have these signs. It is unladylike to accept money for work.
No, but that's really what these people are. I mean, now I think the top three women CEOs in America are all transgender. We're all men. Yeah. So it's like
they'd rather have them than women.
Yeah, it's like women against women. So the feminist movement is saying that a person can cut off their genitals and be able
to... That's why I dressed up like Hitler in drag in that Heat magazine.
Yeah, and
that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
And fascism comes from the woman.
And people don't understand is that you're lampooning something by doing that. You're making fun of Hitler, and they take that.
Marches in lockstep and shuts down freedom of speech, including these quote-unquote feminists, which they're not. Because feminism is about freedom and rights and creativity, free creative space for all humans. But they ain't that. They're careerists. They're all working for corporations, and that's the last thing on earth that's democratic is a fucking corporation.
Or feminine.
Yeah, well, and that's what runs the world, is these multinational corporations that can just buy and sell these politicians. And you know, it's funny though, on the right side, there's this kind of weird line where you're talking about feminism, where now people on the far right are like, women are only baby makers. They should only be in the house cooking and cleaning. See, I don't think that's right either. I think a woman, you know, there are obviously some matriarchal things that a woman is better at than a man. But I think...
Yeah, raising children. Taking care of course. Of home. That's the only thing a woman is better at than a man.
Yeah.
And she can't fucking stand it. She's like, nope, I got to get out there and spread my business in town too.
And just be a spinster their whole life and just, you know...
I like spinsters.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm telling you, spinsterism, there ain't nothing like it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Great. I actually agree with that. You know, I do like a woman that, like, I like a girl boss, but it's just gone too crazy. It's kind of...
No, but I mean, that is what women do better than men.
Yeah, as a home, being a caretaker.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
And they take away that special, unique thing, like a woman, you know, that she can have a baby. They say, oh, what is a woman? Well, it's very easy. You know, a woman can have a baby. She has the ability to create life in her womb that's so special that no transgender...
But she better quit doing it, because they're all going to fucking die. So save them.
Yeah, or yeah, they're
going to go get your friggin' tubes tied and make a bow in your hair out of your uterus, because don't be bringing no more babies down here for a while.
No white babies. We'll just take the ones from Ecuador and Venezuela. Those are the babies we like.
The tunnels.
Yeah, through the tunnels. We love those babies. Well, I see it all the time. I go and walk at Bachman Lake, and there's Lovefield Airport, where you'll see like a little Venezuelan guy with like two kids, and they all have a new shirt from Walmart, and they're wearing a mask when nobody's wearing masks anymore because they don't know what they're doing. So, like, you know, it's just very weird. They always, like my biological father, they busted in for that great replacement theory, but that's real. They are trying to replace people with just basically foreigners, because this sounds real crazy. Let's get in the woods. They want us in the future, and they think that this will happen, that we'll all be one race and one sex one day.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Docile workers.
And you're going to say, oh, that's impossible. Well, there's a lot of stuff that's impossible that they still want to do. You know, mm-hmm. It's impossible that they...
Well, they're going to be having all the babies, what, with their sex slaves like Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, they'll have an incubation way. They'll have it where they can make it in a test tube.
You know what their highest thing is? Because I really have been going into this witchcraft shit and looking at it. I mean, I was in a coven when I was...
Well, Marina Abramovich, you know who that is.
Yeah, but I was in a, like, coven where we didn't do any of that shit. What we did was, you know, study herbs and crystals. We didn't do any of that shit.
No spirit cooking? You wouldn't get the semen hell and the blood?
We weren't like that. We didn't do
that. She's best friends with Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein, Marina Abramovich, and then she was just in a Microsoft ad. But no, that Satanism, that's real. Like Barack Obama, they all love Satan.
Yeah, they do. Lucifer.
Yeah, we talked about
it. The light bearer.
And that's where this trans stuff comes from, is Baphomet. It's literally this, I mean, demonic character that has female breasts but a male torso. And it's like this weird mental confusion thing. It even comes from like Aleister Crowley. Mm-hmm. And you look at the Church of Scientology with L. Ron Hubbard, who was best friends with him, and that's connected. There's just all this weird occultic secret religion stuff right in front of our face. But if you told a person on the street this is happening, they'd say, oh, I don't know about that. I'm worried about my cell phone bill getting paid this month. I'm worried about my car.
Yeah, I was talking to some people on stage down in Austin about, and they didn't even know what I was talking about. I was talking about the story of Jonah and the whale.
Oh, then.
Something they're like, huh? Like, y'all don't even read the Bible now?
No.
They don't know nothing about it.
The occultic people know the Bible more than anything, because they invert the Bible.
Yeah, it's all inverted Judaism.
Yeah.
But, you know, unluckily for them, some of us know that. And they still don't know the real thing, because they don't have it, which is a soul that's connected to God. They ain't got that.
Well, that's the most important thing, is that we have a soul. People think, you know, it's like, you know, you're a soul that has a body. You're not a body that has a soul. You're not a thumb that has a soul. You're a soul that has a thumb. And they want to make you think that you don't have a soul. Your life is not important. You're just a little kid. Cut off your penis. Your life doesn't matter. And that's the opposite. It's our soul that's the most important thing. And like, I can feel, my mom passed away, I'm saying, I can feel other souls. I'm sure you can too. People like, there is something. They even say there's dimensions and frequencies we can't hear or see with our eyes. So something could be right here, right now.
They're our peers. Yeah. And when we speak about them, they just are here.
Exactly
speaking
right.
Speaking them into existence.
No, I believe
there's 10 levels of consciousness at all times.
Yes, there's layers.
We just went through about 8 of them. Aren't you hungry, though?
Yeah, no, I'm always hungry. I'm always down to eat. But I'm telling you, this is such a pleasure even being able to sit here and talk. And like a lot of people are watching this like, what are you guys talking about? This is high level stuff. This is not your introductory 101 course. This is like the 501 top of the line, you know, advanced studies class.
This is up here in the penthouse of thought where wars are decided.
Yeah, we got to come up with a new precursor for pill. This is like, what is this one?
This is like,
well, black pill, red pill, blue pill, clown pill. This is some other new pill.
This is like a vapor or like a
rosary. It's a frequency.
The frequency too. I mean, that really does.
You know what it's called in deep Judaism?
What?
Well, it's called Keter. That's here at the crown of your head, where it's the covering of the pineal gland, which is what the Satanists love to eat.
The third eye, yes.
Yeah, but that's the pine cone that's on the Pope's thing, and it's also what was in the Holy Temple. It is the Holy of Holies, is the pineal, because that is a frequency collector from the Creator. So that's why they gave us fluoride and all that shit to shut it down. But you can open it up with frequency and meditation and breath. But anyway.
No, you're right. I want to make this point because your pineal gland, they want to calcify it. But if you actually look at our chakras from our butt chakra to our top chakra, then no, that's not the proper word. But they're actually color-coded. And the rainbow flag is the opposite of our chakra. Yeah, it should be the other way around.
And they leave out one color.
Yeah, it's weird. They leave out one of the colors of the chakra. It is something to that, like yoga.
It's inverted Judaism.
But the whole thing I want to say is they want to say, oh, if you're depressed, that one of the best ways to beat depression is diet, meditation, you know, self-reflection, a little bit of exercise. Like you can actually heal yourself.
Yeah, you can. It's easy.
Yeah, it's really easy.
And take a walk. Take
a walk.
Breathe.
That's one of the secrets.
Empty your mind.
They didn't tell one person during COVID, oh, go outside and get a walk. You know, they
get in the sun.
No, they fucking arrested you if you went to the beach.
Yeah, vitamin D. Maniac. Yeah. And they try to say that he was saying drink bleach, which is so stupid. I mean, obviously.
Oh, my God. They're just buzzards.
They wanted us to drink bleach. That's why they created that fake thing.
I happened upon some information in my perusal of the internet.
Yeah, well, you know, they call it the serpent seed theory, that the serpent that I said, don't eat from the Garden of Eden, you will die. And then they took a bite and then they didn't die. So there's people that worship the serpent. They say, oh, well, the serpent was wrong because God said, if you eat that, you're going to die. And they didn't die. So the serpent seed theory, who they say, Obama and all these people, is that God was bad. And that the serpent, that's why they worship the serpent. Serpent.
Like Luciferians, they think he's the god of light.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So they think that the first woman was, you're not supposed to say her name, but it starts with an L. Lily, I call her. And that she was the first wife of Adam, and that she had sex with the snake, who's the devil, and that was Cain.
Oh, wow.
And then Adam
killed Abel.
Adam had Abel, and that's why the two brothers were twins, because they had two different fathers. And the Cainites, they're the worshipers of Baal.
Yeah.
They think they're more than human, and that, you know, we're nothing but duds.
Well, and Baal worship's still going on today.
Yeah, for thousands of years. It's never left. And they go on child sacrifice.
And they used to, even like you look at Bohemian Grove and stuff, where they do rituals, where they do the sacrificial, you know, where the kids in Baal, they would, you know, sacrifice their own children to a demonic being because they thought it would help them. I mean,
they thought it made the sun come up.
Yeah.
But that's all humans were that goddamn stupid.
Yeah, we are.
They never got better.
No,
it's like, what are you still doing that shit for?
We've gotten dumber.
They must have got some benefit out of it. Like some people say, well, they really do access real demons. I don't know about that, but it might be in their head like that.
I think they do.
Yeah, something. I mean, we live in Idiocracy now. That movie.
I think so.
That was a documentary, and that's a cliche to say, but they're right. Like, we're just all addicted to porn, instant thing. We, you know, like, we're just so dumb. We would put Gatorade on crops to make it grow because we think Gatorade's better than water.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes. Like, that's how we think. Even though a human, it's probably so much better to drink a glass of water than a bottle of Gatorade.
Like from the toilet?
Yeah. Toilet water, but that's really where we are. We're becoming dumber, and I think the smartest civilizations were the ones in the 50s or even way before that, the people that built the pyramids. I mean, we've gotten dumber. You look at the technology that we have, all this technology, but you look at the buildings that were built before we had any of these power tools.
I know.
Beautiful, ornate. They can't even recreate the gargoyles in Manhattan. They don't have a stonemason.
They don't want to, because then we'll figure out what they are.
Well, everything.
See, this is why I think the moon landing was real, because you said the technology of 1969 couldn't have been better, but 4,000 years ago the technology was better.
Yeah. Well, I believe Tesla had free energy or something.
Yeah.
Of course they could have landed on the moon in 1960.
Yeah, well, maybe if they had Tesla's energy. I mean, there you go. But I don't think so. I don't know.
We're dumber today than we've ever been as a species.
Yeah.
But I think we're smarter too, because we can hold about a whole library in our head at once.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the internet.
I mean, look at what we know just from the internet. I mean,
yeah, but we don't even know what on the internet is real.
You read.
Yeah.
You retain them, and they'll come at you at the weirdest times, too. Like a whole page of Wikipedia will flash before your eyes when you're eating a cheese sandwich for no reason.
Well, I eat a lot of grilled
cheeses. It doesn't just disappear. It just comes back when it wants to.
But now, aren't we overindulged with information a little bit, too? You know, you're like sensory overload. You don't even know what to process because you're just so much crap is getting thrown at
you. We don't even know what's real. We always say it. Every time we do this podcast, we're like, you know, I read this somewhere, but I don't know. Like, we know less today than before the internet.
And this is why I would say, I think the most important brain to use is our gut. That's kind of our second brain. Yeah. That's like whenever I'm thinking, and I've made a lot of mistakes, you know, I've been canceled, not to your level, but I'm saying I went against my gut. A lot of those times. I should have gone with my gut looking
at me. I went right with it. That's why I'm so fucked up. I'll tell you one thing the Bible says that is your key is your skin. When the hairs on your body stand up, that's God telling you you're having a reaction.
Well, and that is holy. Something. When you get the chills like that.
Holy, holiness.
There is something very spiritual and esoteric happening that's kind of hard to explain.
You just heard holy truth. So that's a good one to know.
Well, I just can't wait for us to
Then when you have to fart, that's bad.
Well, I fart like crazy.
You'll be farting as soon as you eat my stuffed mushrooms and pizza I made for you.
I'm going to eat the hell
I'm
out of
starving.
It.
I'm starving. Let's go
Okay,
eat.
Let's right, go well, eat.
We gotta do I one loved thing. Having you. What?
Oh, we got to do the we gotta do the gold ad, and then we can
what?
Say goodbye.
Birch Gold? Which gold is it?
What's Beverly Hills Gold.
Oh, okay.
What do I do?
Do you want me to read it, or do you want to read it? BH-PN.com. Tell them, Roseanne. We just dropped
Why didn't you write it down for me, for God's sake?
Because I just figured I was going to do it.
BH what?
Beverly Hills Precious Metals. BH-PN. Oh, okay.
Beverly Hills Precious Metals.
You can't just say it.
BHPM.com.
No, you go to BH-PM.com.
BH-PM.com.
Beverly Hills Precious Metals.com.
Dash Precious Metals.
Let them know Roseanne sent you.
Let them know Roseanne sent you.
That's it. We just
you'll get a percentage.
You don't
off.
Get any of that.
Oh, you don't so, get nothing.
That's why I'm going to do the ad. No, here's what you need to know, Mom. We had the episode with Andrew from Beverly Hills Precious Metal that went on YouTube today and Rumble. We had a 30-minute interview. This guy is super knowledgeable, Alex.
He was a great guest.
And I will be.
I said, I bet you don't know about Cleopatra sneaking her gold through the Jews.
Yeah. Is that true? I didn't realize Jerusalem.
He didn't know about it. Who knows if it's true? But anyway.
Allegedly,
we say that a lot on this podcast.
This show should be called Allegedly.
It should be called. I think there already is, but allegedly is good.
I'm gonna put it in the title.
You're allegedly pilled. Yeah.
But anyway, if you go to bh-pm.com and you sign up for a free consultation and say Roseanne sent you, you actually can transfer and protect your wealth by putting it in precious metals. Do you do this?
I do have a little bit in that. I'm not a super wealthy man, but I'm telling you, the dollar is going to die.
Yeah, it's good for people that don't have a lot.
Especially if they have a digital dollar, they put us on the Bitcoin, on the blockchain.
Don't go on that.
No. Yeah, it's toast.
He said the best thing. He said it's not about gaining wealth necessarily, precious metals. It's about protecting.
Yeah, protecting. Yeah.
So anyway, okay. So now we can wrap up.
Okay, it's been delicious being here with you, just like my pizza will be.
Let's eat.
Alex, you're amazing. Thank you so much.
No, you guys, trust me.
Will you be a regular?
Yeah, are you kidding? I'll be here anytime. Oh, you see.